ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मीं तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। सो इन अवर लास्ट क्लास वी वर डिस्कसिंग 44th सूत्र। व्हाट इज इट? काम क्रोध मोह स्मृति भ्रंश, देन लीडिंग अल्टीमेटली टू बुद्धिनाश, the steps leading to complete ruin of life. Kama, desire. In general, kama means any desire that is from the five sense organs, I want to see, I want to hear, I want to smell, I want to taste, I want to touch. We are all slaves to this. The whole world is nothing but five sense organs. This is kama. In particular, there is one sense organ which is the most powerful. This is called sparsha. What we call in English language sex belongs to this sparsha. Why is it so powerful? There are two reasons. One reason is nature has inbuilt genes, propagation of the genes. Many years back, a great scientist had written a beautiful book when I was here, almost 50 years back. The title of the book is The Selfish Gene, Richard Dawkins. Selfish Gene. We are all nothing but genes. What does this gene want? It wants to become immortal. The only way it can become immortal is by propagating. So that is why male, female coming together, this pollen in the flower, everything is propagated. We are all slaves. So the selfish gene tells us that you go and mate. Say, what do I get out of it? As you get out of it, I'll give you pleasure. Oh, I see. Then okay. Payment, you know. This is how this particular instinct is very, very strong, because there is chemicals produce this one. The second reason why it is so, if we analyze the nature of pleasure or happiness, there is a law. The more we get absorbed in the experience and the more we forget time and space, the intense is the pleasure we get. So no pleasure is equivalent to this union of man and woman. And it's a creative act. And that is why practically everybody is a slave to this instinct. So what was the discussion? There are five sense organs. Of this, all the others are slaves, all the four are slaves to this one sense organ, which is called sparsha, touch. So this is the reason, kama. When desire is thwarted, frustrated, it turns into krodha, anger. So if you find somebody angry, and sometimes perpetually angry, you don't see any reason, but it is there. We say, you know, the anger is here. Big nose, you know. No, big nose means a lot of anger nose. So the person, why is he? There are lots of frustrations within that person. And that person is unable to control it, because every desire should not be fulfilled. Some reasonable desires should be fulfilled. So when we are unable to fulfill, but this desire is boiling within, then it results in krodha invariably. So simply, that is the psychology. If krodha you cannot show, so what happens if you are very angry with your boss? You can't show it, because your whole life depends upon that. So psychologists, you know what they say? Come home, take a big pillow, write your boss's name on it, and take a stick. and bashed. So, or suppose some unfortunate wife can't take it out on her husband. So you take one dark board, write the name, his name, and throw darts. And then he will be shouting, "What are you doing?" And you truthfully you reply, "I am missing you very much." Understand? So, kama turns into krodha. Krodha turns into lobha. What is psychology? Why it is lobha? Because this, I cannot fulfill my desires. In old age especially, lobha comes. Why the fellow cannot? He wants to fulfill it. It's not possible. So he becomes greedy. So a kind of, "Well, yes, I have got this. It's very strange. Human beings suffer from two mental diseases in this Kali Yuga, 21st century. It is called self-alienation. One. Second, it is called loneliness. Loneliness. What is loneliness? The inability to be with ourselves. So, Eric Fromm, very perceptive socio-psychologist, he has defined it, loneliness. So, he said, loneliness, what is loneliness? We are going to discuss about it. What is loneliness? The ability to be very happy without dependence upon no human beings, no books, no music, no movies, nothing. Just we sit. And that's what sadhus are trying to. I'm thinking about God. That's all. I don't need anything else. That is what sannyasi. That is what Narada is telling. Kama turns into krodha. Krodha turns into moha. When a person is angry, he doesn't know what to do. He will overcome as though a thick covering is there. He cannot recognize who is good person, bad person, one's own parents, children. Sometimes parents, especially father, beats the child to death. But how can one's own father beat or rape? In the West, it is a very common thing. That's why if there is any case reported to the police, there is a rape case here. The first suspects will be parents or his uncles, anybody who is near, or the elder brother. Like, this is terrible disease that is going on. In India, it is less. But now, after seeing all those things, it might increase. Divorce at least is increasing very much. After seeing all the cinemas, the people are imitating it. How much cinemas are influencing us? Anyway, so moha. What is moha? The ability to think clearly and to act according to the rational decisions is called moha. And when moha comes, that word Arjuna had come, smriti bhramsha, memory goes away. Memory is the most important part of our life. So if you lose your memory, you won't even know where your home is. Sometimes, you know, old people, they go out for a walk. And especially colonies, all houses look exactly alike. They just enter into somebody's home. Of course, the people also understand. So gently they guide that person to their own homes. So, smriti bhramsha. But here, what is smriti bhramsha? The word smriti has got a very special meaning. What is smriti? Whatever we are, that is called smriti. I am a man. I am a woman. I am so and so. I am the wife. I am the parent. And I am a Hindu. I am a devotee of God. That smriti goes. Your devotion will disappear. That is why in deep sleep, there is no smriti. That is why you don't think about God. That is the one time God gets rest. Somebody asked, why did God create Nidra? He says, just for me to get some rest from this troublesome devotees. 24 hours, go on, going, going, going like that, you know. And he is everywhere. So he can't escape. He has to listen. But this is one time. And he is so free from all the things. Now that's very funny story. There were these flats, two neighbors were living. One person was a devotee of Radha, one lady. 24 hours practically, Radha, Radha, Radha. Her name also is Radha. So Radha, Radha, Radha Rani. The neighbor came and said, if you want to take Radha's name, I have no problem. But take it mentally. Don't shout because your voice, some people have built-in microphone in their voice. So it is troubling me, disturbing me. And this lady shouted, what is that to you? I am doing in my room, own room. I have got every right to do it. Like some people turn off the TV, disturbing the whole. Some people turn off the TV in the house itself, where some people are totally disturbed. There is nothing you can do. If you tell, they will turn it up even more to annoy you. So this neighbor came and told, she did not listen. So that neighbor started to thought, I must teach this lady a lesson. So one day, that lady, she was also a lady, came and then knocked, Radha, 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 like that. So this lady, she opened, why are you disturbing me like that? Then this neighbor told, see, I only took your name 5-6 times. And you got so annoyed. And you are taking Radha's name so many times. How much she must be disturbed. So, this buddhinasha. Mritir bhramsha buddhinashaha. What is buddhinasha? The right understanding will go away. So, smritir bhramsha invariably leads to buddhinasha. Buddhinasha pranashyati, disturbance. So, we are all subject to these kamas. Not one kama. Shankaracharya is Vivek Chudamani. He is telling as if there are 5 animals. Each animal is a slave to one particular sense organ. Say, for example, this fish. What is it? A slave of? That's why you take, you know, bait. If you want to catch fish, take a small earthworm or a small fish and then immediately it will come. So here in Karnataka, they catch hold of these elephants. They take one well-trained female elephant. And then seeing the female elephant, all the male elephants run. On the way, you know that? On the way, they dig a huge pit and cover it with green grass. Very thin. And this female, it is trained. Don't step into it. So the female is running away. It is all trained. The males, you know, they are not seeing anything. They are seeing only the female. And they straight run into the pit and fall into it. So they cannot come out. Then they go on starving it for 10 days. You know, for an elephant, any animal, 10 days starving is almost death. But it won't die. First. And then it is panicking. So in that state, one fellow will come. And then he shows sympathy. He slowly tries to hand over food and then give a little water. Like that, this elephant somehow associates this person, not knowing that that was the person who dug the pit. Poor animal, you know, human beings can cheat like that. And slowly he will go on. When it becomes a little bit tame, then it is slowly brought up and then in between, they chain it. And in between two trained elephants. So the female trains. The female trains the male elephant. After some time, then it is made to carry huge logs. So when I was 5 years, I was in Chiratani. And once we went on a tour to Nepal, Arunachala Pradesh. There, I wanted to see how this elephant is put to work. The owner of the elephant, he works only for about 1 or 2 hours. Rest of the time, he has to leave. So there are some trees. So they take machines and cut it. But the root they have to remove. So they dig a little and put one chain. And they bring this elephant. And they tell you. Within 5 minutes, the whole, this one just uproots. So much is the strength of the elephant. Then they go to the next. Like that, hardly one hour, 1.5 hours, then they are let out. You go into the forest, otherwise it won't be able to bear. And then they make the tea boxes. Boxes where tea is packed up. There is a special tree. You won't believe it. Huge trunks. And then they cut it. And then they put it round. You know how you roll the carpet? That trunk is like this carpet. So that machine is there. It goes on moving. And this, like this much thin, it peels off. Layer after layer after layer. Huge this one. Then they cut it and then pass it through very hot this thing to dry it up and then automatically. It's a huge effect. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, each species is a slave for one particular thing. Then this Brahmara. Brahmara, you know, when it sees moth, when it sees, this is called sight, light. When it sees the light, simply jumps into it. And gets destroyed. So some, they say this harin, deer. That's why anybody calls you deer, be careful, it's a trap. So this deer, some, it's said, I don't know what it is true, they play some, it is a slave to the ear. That is how, that's what I'm warning, you know. If anybody calls you deer, looks at the wind, Krishna's Venugana is coming forth. Nonsense. It is all trap, big trap. So like that, every animal is slave to one particular sense organ and it courts death by that. What to speak of human being in whom all the 5 sense organs are in full power. We want to see, we want to hear, we want to smell, we want to taste, we want to touch. So these are the enemies to acquire in the acquisition of divine love. That's what Narada is warning. Buddhi nasha sarva nasha karanatva. Nasha karanatva. It will ruin us. What does ruin mean? Not death. Sometimes death also will come. But what it means is we are wasting our life. Instead of going to God, we are just stuck on the way and suffering. Three rings. Engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering. Okay. So we have to be careful. So how do we see them? How do we become careful? A very wicked person, huge person is coming in front of me. We can see and we can run away. But these don't come like that. How do they come? Like small wavelet, like a bubble. Who notice this bubble? That's why it says, tarangaita api ime sangat samudrayante. Tarangaita. Taranga means waves on the ocean, on the river. You know, a small wave. Oh, this is a small wave. But then it brings its neighbors. Then it becomes, one wave becomes 2 waves. 2 waves become 4 waves. 4 waves become 6 waves. So small desire, like a small seedling, but given neglecting to uproot them, very soon they become such huge trees, difficult to uproot them. So, tarangaita api ime. Ime means these. These means what? Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. There's, in the beginning, there will be only one small. It looks as though, but you give way to them. You fulfill them, they become Rakta Bijas. That is the meaning of Rakta Bija. You know story of Rakta Bija? In the Durga Saptashati Chandi, there is a story. That story in the last third story, Shumbha Nishumbha story. So there was an asura, demon, called Rakta Bija. So Divine Mother and all forces, they were, this fellow comes and they were beating. As they were injuring him, blood was dropping. And one drop of blood, his blood, touches the earth. Another asura, equivalent to him in force, is coming up. What does it mean? These are all what you call inner meaning is there. So, what does it mean? You fulfill one desire. Now it will become one impression more. Third impression. Fourth impression. That is why they say, even a small ant, very hard rock, if they start moving, in course of time, a distinct pathway is made. Like that, this is called samskara. So that samskara, once it becomes a samskara, becomes very hard to uproot them. That is, so ime kama krodhadaya tarangaita, they start with small bubbles, small waves. Then after that they become tsunami, and then they will destroy. So sangat samudrayante, the moment you fulfill them, they become like a huge tsunami. Samudra means an ocean. If you analyze what is an ocean, is small waves put together is called a samudra and nothing else. So it becomes most dangerous. What does it mean? Narada is warning us. So beware. As soon as some comes, be aware. So why should we be aware? Because this is not a warning for worldly people. This is a warning for would be devotees of God. Because devotees of God don't fall from the sky. From worldly people only, some great punya in the past life, they have a desire, I want to go to God. But all the old samskaras are there. They will be coming up. So sanghat, they become sangha. What sangha? This fellow becomes sangha to that fellow. That fellow becomes sangha to the other fellow. What does that mean? If two bubbles join together, it becomes a bigger bubble. If 100 bubbles, it becomes even stronger. Then, kama, krodha. So, kama, how many kamas are there? Kama means desire. How many desires? Millions, billions of desires are there. So, for simple example, the tongue wants to eat sweet. One example. So there is khatta, there is also mita. And mita, you understand, is sweet. How many sweets are there? You go to any sweet meat shop, you will see hundreds of varieties of sweets. So you fulfill, how many you can take? Only one. Even while eating, you have got regret. Maybe I should have ordered the other one.
Why did they say sweet meat?
I mean, I don't know actually. Wait, it is meat. Maybe some history is there. So, this is marriage is like eating in a restaurant. It is. Marriage is like eating in a restaurant. What does it mean? So, one fellow went. There was a Kali table. So, he sat down. He ordered some food. And he was supplied. Happily he was eating. 5 minutes, some fellow comes and sits. He orders something different. That fellow is happily eating. So this fellow is thinking, what a fool I have been. I should have ordered that one. And that fellow also must be thinking, yeah, what a fool I have been. I should have heard. So this is, that is, understand now? So, tarangaita api sangha samudrayante, like tsunami. And then you know what the tsunami is. The comparison between tsunami and this is so close. When the tsunami came in near Rameshwaram, first a little water will come. And then it recedes. Whole ocean water is emptied as it were. So they found out several old submerged temples there. Something very, very strange. Submerged temples were there. So they were, they could look. But the moment they were enjoying, oh, this was what our, we read in the books. Now we see all those things. All over the world. All over this, the, near the sea coast, so many things have become submerged. Our Dwaraka, right. As soon as Krishna was dead, immediately they say the whole sea came and then occupied. This is a phenomena which the scientists are predicting now. You know why? Because of the global warming, the Arctic area, huge chunks of this which never happened before, this hardened ice, sometimes miles together. It just breaking. Have you ever seen that? And the TV you can see, YouTube you can see. It is frightening sight. They have filmed it, some people from a distance. Huge chunks means, like your also this area, that is just cracking. The huge, it falls into the water. Then it starts floating. Like that, people also deliberately, they are breaking it. Those who don't have water, with ships, they are towing it. So to Middle East and Arab countries and this thing. So the little water will be melting away. But most of it is, then they put it underneath and then convert it into pure water and then supply it to people. But to miles after it is being melting because of global warming. So what happens? All these at the sea levels, they're rising. So they may rise 5 inches, 10 inches. When they rise 5 inches, 10 inches, millions of miles of land will be submerged in it. And like that, it happened in the past. So they are expecting it is going to happen in this way. So many things have become submerged. But when tsunami and other things come, they become exposed. So, what is the lesson? When we observe it, oh, this desire is coming. Oh, anger is coming. If you observe, you can easily find out. That's not difficult to find out. That is what this Vipassana teachers, they highlight it. And then observe. Observe how you are sitting. Observe how you are breathing. Observe where you are feeling pain. Observe how different parts of the body is feeling. And then observe your breath. Then finally observe your thoughts. Ultimate goal is to become an observer, not observed. If you can do that, then what happens? I am the observer. Everything else is the observed. So when you are experiencing something, you are not what you experience. We discussed this point in our past classes. But whatever we experience is not me. Whatever I experience is not me. For example, you are experiencing the sofa. Are you the sofa? No. You are experiencing the carpet. Are you the carpet? No. You are experiencing your dress. Are you your dress? So are you experiencing your body? Yes. Therefore you are not the body. Are you experiencing your mind? Yes. You observe your mind. Oh, this thought, there is a happy thought. There is an unhappy thought. Therefore, this is the fundamental teaching of Vedanta. What you observe, that is not, you are not that. It is completely, totally different from you. This is a fact. We are not talking about some mystical experience. We are talking about what we are observing. So you understand this point? Whatever you are seeing a tree. Are you the tree? Otherwise, danger is there, you know. Suppose you say, whatever I observe is me. And you are looking at a donkey. What happens? Okay. Tarangaita. You understand? Tarangaita api. Beginning comes like a small, weak, smallest, a bubble, a wave. But in course of time, samudrayante, they become like huge oceans. You cannot cross the ocean. In Hindu mythology, samsara is compared to an ocean. Bhavasagaratarnakaranahe ravinandana bandhanakandanahe. Like that. So, if it is so difficult, Narada is asking the question. Kastarati mayam, kastarati mayam. Twice is asking, kastarati, in the next few sutras, is telling, who can cross the ocean? Bhavasagara. It is really Bhavasagara only. Can anybody swim across the ocean? Yes. There is, in UK, between UK and France, there is a strip of a few miles. It is called the English Channel. There is regular competition. Who swims? They start from England and reach France. And they start from France and reach England. Now they built one railway underneath the sea. Huge tunnel. And within 15 minutes or so, you are on the other side. You heard about it? So they are doing like that. Anyway, kastarati, 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 mayam. So this maya is compared to samudra. Who can really cross this ocean called maya? Twice. Why? To emphasize the difficulty of crossing. Who is capable of crossing? Then he gives, are there anybody capable of crossing? Yes, many. Many have crossed. Many have crossed. So you can also cross. But certain conditions have to be fulfilled. What is it? Yeah, sangam yajati. Yo mahanubhavam sevate. Yo, it is not there, but we have to supply. Nirmamo bhavati. So it is going on. How many sutras are there? So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sutras. He is telling the answer to who is going to cross, who is going to cross, who is going to cross. So what is it? Sangam yajati. What is the first condition? He who renounces attachment. Attachment means what? Is attachment bad? Attachment is not bad. Attachment is always good. But attachment to the world is bad. Attachment to God is very good. Sangha. Attachment means sangha. Dussangha is bad. Satsangha is very good. The psychology is the same. Why? We discussed it earlier. What is it? Sangat sanjayate kamaha. So desire will come depending upon your association. If you associate with bad people, bad desires will come. If you associate with good people, good desires will come. So, yo sangam pyajati, yo mahanubhavam sevate. He who serves a great soul, mahanubhava, mahatma, sadhus, and our bhaktas, sevate, they should serve. Saru means what? What is the meaning of saru? The English word saru usually brings the understanding. So you serve food, serve coffee, and that is what most of the people do, you know, they come here and then they prepare dosha. She was famous for that. Maybe now and then she comes and then makes a nice doshas and other things, and then serve these others. So that is one type of service, but not real service. What is the real service? The person who imitates by observing the Mahanubhava is a real service. Imitation of Christ, imitation of Buddha, imitation of Krishna, imitation of Ramakrishna. What is imitation? Follow the footsteps of this great soul. That is called true seva. That is the bhaja sevaya. So there is a word in Amarakosha, bhaja sevaya. Bhaja means bhajana. So what is bhajana? Sing some devotional. That is not mean. Bhaja sevaya. So if you serve, here is your guru, and he is dying of thirst, and you are singing. So there is no one greater than my guru. I told you the story of Narayana Guru. Do you remember? Narayana Guru. These are the Indian devotees. Everywhere like that. There was a great soul in Kerala. His name was Narayana Guru. Swami Vivekananda once met him also. Popular. Oh, hundred, thousands of devotees, disciples, initiated disciples. So one fine day they decided, we'll celebrate the birthday of Narayana Guru. He went on shouting, I am not born. You want to celebrate my birthday? They would not listen. Devotees, disciples never listen to the guru. He has to listen to them. So they said, no, for our satisfaction. So he said, okay, he could not say. Then what is the condition? There will be big pandal and they will decorate nicely, simhasana. He will go and sit there. And then for 5-6 hours, they will do garland. How much the old man has to bear, God alone knows. And some of the garlands will have some thorns also. Some of them will have some insects also. These are all garland makers. This one, these are all garland makers. Anyway, like they are trying to imitate Andal, and Andal's father. He never made any garland. He was only wearing the garlands made by her father and make it Uchistha. And then that poor man used to go and then put, the God was not complained. So one day he came early, found out his daughter was wearing, and became very sad. So he prepared a fresh garland and offered. That night God appeared. I don't like this garland. I want the garland worn by your daughter. So this is the result of Abhyasa. So this Narayana Guru, every year by year, his pomp has increased. He became 80 years old. So he put his foot down and said, I can't sit that much longer. And they said, don't worry. So they took huge photograph of their guru, put it in the middle from early morning, 5 o'clock, that until 2 o'clock, offering is going on. Heapfuls of different varieties of food is being samarpayami, tambolam samarpayami, dhupam samarpayami, agdipam samarpayami, went on and they completely forgot the guru. He was very hungry. So he takes a stick, slowly walks like that. I'm very hungry. They were offering heaps for the photograph. Jagovindam, Jagovindam, Govindam, Jagmoodhamate. So this is how Indian devotees. So see, what is saving? Serving? Serving, seva means to imitate. You serve also. Guru also requires a little bit of food. Sometimes a little bit service is needed, but mostly it is imitation of Christ. In the footsteps of Jesus, a book had come. Very beautiful book. It's available probably free on the internet. In one village, a Christian priest decided on Christmas Eve. See, what if for 1 year, whatever we are doing. If Jesus is now today standing in my place, what would he do? Dealing with customers, doing their best. So he asked volunteers, why don't experiment for 1 year? And several people agreed. So they lived for 1 year. Any action, what would Jesus do in my place? You sit for eating. What would Jesus do? Nice food. What would Jesus do? Will he be greedy? He will just eat what is necessary. So dealing with customers. And then how much profit I want to get? What would Jesus do? Like, what would Guru Nanak do? Guru Nanak, you heard his name? Guru Nanak, he was born in a merchant's family. So his father had a shop. So he was training Guru Nanak. So Guru Nanak was sitting there and serving the customers. So one customer came. Father was sitting by the side. And then he has to measure out, give me 5 measures of oil, 5 measures, 10 measures of rice, and 20 measures of wheat, like that, godhi. So when somebody came, ordered, so they say, something like lava. First is called lava. Second. Dusara, tesara, das, egara, bara, then tera. Then he started going, tera, tera, tera. Tera means what? Yours. He forgot this tera. He became that tera. Father was getting wild. What is this fellow? You have to give for this money only this much. And you are going on giving like that. He kicked him out. Because he will be, the dukkan will be. But he was possessed by the idea. Tera. Whatever I see, tera. Whatever I smell, tera. Whoever I see, tera. The whole universe is tera. You understand? What a lofty idea. So the saints are made like that. So whatever I do, I want to see. If the Ramakrishna is here, what will he do? If Swami Vivekananda is here, what will he do? If Holy Mother is there, what will she do in my place? This is called imitation. That is called bhajana, true bhajana. So what are we talking about? Yo Mahanubhavam Sevate. He who really serves a Mahanubhav. If it is happening, Nirmamo Bhavati. He becomes Nirmama. Mama means what? Mine. So this house doesn't belong to me. This property doesn't belong to me. This body, we say, my body is my body. This is my mind. This also belongs to only God. So if properly Sangam Tejati, Mahanubhavam Sevate, Nirmamo Bhavati. That should be the, this is the first step, this is the second step, this is the third step. So, what does it mean? Saha Mayam Tarati. Such a person crosses the Maya. So, like that it goes on and on. We will discuss it. Om Janamim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagat Guram Pada Patni Tayo Shivitvara Pranamam Mokurana Postu. Yeah, how are you? How